No, in the kitchen. Okay, we're on Kof Aleph Amad Aleph. By, okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down from the top. By Mine Rav Avya Saba. Rav Avya Saba, I suppose, maybe Saba's the elder. Rav Avya the elder asked a question, Mi Rav Huna, from Rav Huna. Okay, so this is his question. Behema Shechet Shechel Nochri. It's half, there's a partnership over here between a Nochri, a non-Jew, V'chet Shechel Yisrael, and it's half on Jewish ownership. Mal Shechta B'yontav. Is one allowed, permitted to Shechti on Yontav? So we're assuming over here that you can't do Malacha for non-Jews. Okay, so Amalei, Rav Huna replied, it's Mutter. Right, it's okay, don't worry. Amalei. So Rav Abi Saba asked him a question though. He said, "V'chi ma bein zeh?" What's the difference between this, the Nedarim, and the Nedavos? Because Nedarim and Nedavos, right? Because we know Nedarim and Nedavos, for example, a Shlomim, half is for Hashem and half is for us, right? Hashem gets part of it, we get part of it. So it's like chetzi chetzi, right? So our half is permissible and Hashem's half not. So why can't you do that? So I'm late. Look, it's a bird. Sorry. He said, anyway, Urva Parach, there's a bird flying over. He was trying to distract him, but you guys are hyper-focused, so it was, you wouldn't have worked. And maybe, I imagine Rav Avi Saba was also hyper-focused, that didn't work either, but, and he was just being pushed off. So, Kinofak, when Avi Saba went, yeah, Omalei, Rabba Barei, Rabba, who was the son of Rav Huna, yeah, Rabba Rav Huna, said to him, to his father, Lav Hainu, isn't that Rav Avi Saba, the fake, right, the Mishtabeach, that you praise him, lay Mar Begave, right? It's kind of like he's praised, my master is my master, means speaking to his father, Gabe with regards to him, in him meaning Avi Saba, you basically praise him. The Gavra Rabahu, that is a mamash, is a huge Talmud Chacham, and you're embarrassing him. You just like pushed him off, blew him off, like it was, you know, it was embarrassing. So Amalei, so Rav Huna said to his son, Ma'avid, like, what am I going to do to him? For him. Yeah, Ani HaYom today is Yom Tov, right? And he quoted the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. It says like this, basically, he was really hungry. He'd been given a drosha all day. He's very weak, you know what I mean? And he just couldn't. So the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, it's a Samchuni, that you should, this is like, you should support me, right? Right, Samach is Lashon support, and is plural, it's a directive, you should support, and the Nun Yud at the end is me, support me, right? But Ashishois, apparently some kind of cakes or something, yeah? Radfuni, Rafduni is, they translate it, I looked at the art school, I didn't get a chance to look it up in the dictionary, is basically you should surround me with Tepuchim with apples, right? So basically he needs food. Basically, if you want an answer, he's got to eat first. He wasn't able to. Uboyi, well, end of Pasuk, Uboyi, and he asked Minoi from me, yeah, Milsa, a thing, yeah, Deboyi, that requires timer. It needs reasoning, but it needs thought. I need to think about it, basically. I can't, you know, I don't have the core to think about it. So says the Gemara, the time am I. So what is the reason? What is the difference? Why is it that a behema, an animal that is half owned by a non-Jew and a Jew, yeah, you're allowed to shecht it? And what is the, you know, a behemoth that's kind of, you know, kaviyachol, kind of half for Hashem and half for a person? You can't do it. So answer the Gemara. Beima chetshe shel nochri. Beima of, right, chetshe shel Yisrael, this half Jews and non-Jews, is mutter l'shocht to be on, so it's permissible. Why? De e efshar, it's impossible. The kazayas basar, for one, if you would even want one kazayas of basar to eat, below shchita, you have to shech the whole animal, right? So therefore, it's significant to shech the animal in order to eat even a kazayas, so that you can attribute the shchita for the Jew, as soon as you shech it for the Jew. And so that's totally permissible. Aval nadarim and nadavos, but in contrast, nadarim and nadavos, also the shechta, it's also the shechta and beyond tov. Why? The kohenim, because the kohenim, kikar zochu, when they get their zechus, meaning they get their meat, Yeah, Mishulchan Gevoya, it's from the heavenly table, Karzachu, they acquire it. Meaning that a korban is really all for Hashem. And then after you've got brought a korban, basically the certain parties can then partake. For example, sometimes it's the Kohenim, right? For a chatas, the example, right? Chatas is someone brings for a sin offering, so he shechs it, he gets a kapara, and then the Kohen eats it. But the Kohen, when he's eat, the Kohen basically got it as a present from Hashem. So, but the shechita itself was actually for Hashem. It wasn't for the Kohenim. The shechita was all for Hashem, and then after it shechted, it's given to the Kohenim. So therefore, we attribute the malacha is for Hashem. So we can't apply this principle that Eif Shal Chazayis Basel or Shechita. Okay. Omer Rav Chista.
Sorry, what's the Shalim? You're doing work for a God. What's the
Shalim? Again, basically, on Yom Tov you're allowed to do Malacha for a Jew, because it says, right, that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for a Jew. Right? So, okay. You are not allowed to do Malacha for a non-Jew. And as we saw, you're not allowed to do Malacha for Gevoya, right? We said, Lechem Velo Legevoya. Right, you can't do a malacha for, in a certain sense, for religious purposes.
So what's the halamin of the Gemara bringing the Dorm and the Bill?
Look, it's half-half. It's exactly the same. The halamin is like this. It's half permissible and half osa. Meaning, if it would be for you, yeah, you can have a barbecue on Yom Tov, right? And so half of this korban you're going to eat. Yeah, so what's preventing you eating this korban? It's the hemp, it's the holy side.
That's the reason why, I actually didn't realize that's the reason why.
Well, this is how we're explaining it now, if you look at it this way. That's how he's looking at this, is how Rav Yusab is looking at it. But addressing his thought process, was saying, yeah, there's a new way of looking, we didn't explain it like this earlier, but he says, in fact, it's all for Hashem. Because basically it's for Hashem, and then after that, after you've done your Hashem part, then the Kohenim get. Okay. Amar Rav Chista, says Rav Chista, Behema Chetcha Shel Nochri, it's half a Goy's, Chetcha Shel Yisrael, and it's half a Yisrael's, is Mutter L'Shachta B'Yomtev, it's Mutter L'Shachta, and Yomtev, like we said, we're going to explain the Efshar, the Kazayas Bosa, it's impossible to have a Kazayas of meat below shechita without shechting the whole animal, so therefore you shechting it for the yid. However, isa chetcha shel nochri, if you have a dough, it's half shel nochri v'chetcha shel Yisrael, and it's half of Yisrael. Okay, so it's also la'afoisa b'yom tov. You're not allowed to bake this big dough together to make a big challah. Okay, b'yom tov. Why? Daha, that behold, is efshar, it's possible, lay, for the person, yeah, lemifluga, to do a, right, to split it, yeah, belisha, in its dough state, basically, you don't need to bake it all together, so one would be required to split it beforehand, right, you can't split an animal, if you split an animal before you shechted it, you won't be able to eat it, because it'd be a nevela, but a dough, yeah, you can't split it, so you should split it, so that's Rav Chista's psak, so he's making the chiluk, he says, legabe, Bossa with an animal, say if she lebossa, size bossa lashchita. But he's saying with dough, one would have to split it, and you would leave the goy's dough for moitzi Shabbat, for moitzi Yom Tov, and for the Israels you can do. So Meisiv Rav Chana Bar Chinilai, he has a kasha. Rav, this is a brisa. Isas kolovim, the dough of dogs, dog dough, and specifically talking about sheep dogs. Is that what we call it, sheep dogs? Right, in England, call them sheep dogs, right? Sheep dogs dough, right? So, shaharoyim, that the shepherds, oichlim mimena, and also, they share, right? The dogs eat a bit, and the shepherd eats a bit. Yeah? Chayiv es b'challah, so therefore we considered full-fledged bread, right? Therefore, we chayiv in challah, yeah? Ma'arvin ba, you could do erev chatzeres with it, but she's supposed to use bread, and mishtapfim ba, and also you could do shit of mavoi, so you can also use bread, that means, okay, and mavorachin aleha, you say a moitzi on it, yeah, and mazamnir aleha, you can do a zimon on it, get three people together, yeah, nefes b'yom tov, you can cook it on Yom Tov, that's the point over here, right, you see over here, that you see the dog bread, right, the sheep dog bread, you can cook it on Yom Tov, but on the yoitzi ba, you dey chovas over Pesach, and he can use it on Leil Vishon to be Yotzi's mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. End of Raisa. Comments to Gemara, but my, why is that? Kashan Rav Chista. It's possible for him to split it up Belisha in its dough state. So why don't you, take, here dog, here's half, and this half is for me, shepherd. So answer the Gemara, Shani Isis Kolobim. Isis Kolobim is different. Why? Because we applied the halachic principle of hoil. Here we get into the famous hoil which Israel told us about. Hoil v'efsha l'faisan b'nevela. You can, it's possible, l'faisan, to appease the wild dogs b'nevela with a corpse. So as soon as you could feed them with something else and you say, you know what, that bread looks pretty good, I'm going to give them one of my dead sheep to eat. And so instead, I'm going to, so therefore, potentially you could eat all of the dough. So basically relate to it as it's all Jewish bread for a Jewish person. But ask the Gemara, Umile Isle, is there too Rav Chista Hoyel? Does he hold with his halachic principle of Hoyel? Well, we're going to see not like that. Var Itmar, we see a famous machlokis. Oifa miyom tov l'chol. A person is baking from Yom Tov to Chol. That means it's at the end of Yom Tov, right before Yom Tov goes out, he's already stuffed. He doesn't want to eat any more, yeah, and he starts baking stuff, right? So he's baking not for Yom Tov needs, he's baking for Chol. So Rav Chista Amaloika, Rav Chista says you get whipped, because he's not cooking for Yom Tov, he's cooking for Chol. And cooking for Chol is also, so you get whipped. And Rabba Amar ain't loika. Rabba says you're not loika. So Rabba's quite a bit hard to understand, but Rav Chista we understand. Rav Chista Amaloika, he says loika. Because why? Lo amrin and hoil. We don't do this halach principle of hoil, which is going to get you out of it, which umikloi, and basically will visit. Mikloi means visit. Lay orchim. Maybe he's going to have guests last minute. The last minute guests right before they're going to have a nielas chag. It's pretty late, and the shul over here last minute to get it together, right? Chazilei. So you maybe he's cooking over here because maybe gonna have a nielas chag, and therefore he can give it to his orchim. So therefore, it's really he's baking for Yom Tov. Rav Chista does not say that. Okay. So hashtanami chazilei. So we say it's also right. Same as you possibly could, guests could come. So also know it's chazilei. So but Rav Amar. Ain't no like it. Rabbi says you don't get whipped. I'm reading hoil because we do say hoil, right? So we see over here, Rav Chista doesn't say hoil. So how can we say with this dough of the dog dough, right? That the shepherd is allowed to bake it on Yom Tov because perhaps he could give the dogs the dead sheep. Yeah, but wait a second. We don't say hoil. Rav Chista doesn't hold with hoil. What's going on? So answer the Gemara. Don't say since it's possible, rather he mamash has the dead sheep, not the potentially that he could, the vadi afshel vaisan b'nevela, that is for surely possible the vaisan b'nevela, the situation is here, it's not a potential situation that maybe guests will come. No, he's got a dead sheep and he could give the dogs the sheep if he would want, and he could eat, and therefore he could eat all of the bread. In such a case, you're allowed to cook the bread, and even if you would give it to the dogs at the end of the day, right, which is kind of surprising, but the sin is the over here, it's for sure that dogs have okay, anyway, so that is the answer to Rav Chista, and we will stop there.